From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The cost of adding a prescription drug benefit to Medicare was the hot topic on Capitol Hill today. That's after the White House said the price of the program will be hundreds of billions of dollars more over 10 years than was first estimated. Members of Congress from both sides of the aisle say they are angered by the new numbers. Others say they are not surprised. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Before a single prescription has been written, Bush administration officials say the cost of the government's yet-to-be-implemented drug bill has skyrocketed. What had once been a $400 billion benefit over 10 years now looks to cost, in some estimates, nearly $1 trillion. White House officials say the cost of the drug benefit itself hasn't gone up, but the new estimates cover a different time frame, 2 additional years, not part of the 10-year estimate done earlier. In those 2 later years, the benefit will be fully in effect. House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi said she was appalled by the new numbers.
Congress must have oversight hearings on this Medicare prescription drug bill and its cost. How could it be that it went from approximately $400 billion to $1.2 trillion in 1 year? Quite frankly, for the price, the seniors could have gotten a gold-plated prescription drug benefit.
Adding a prescription drug benefit to Medicare was not an easy vote for many congressional Republicans to begin with. Conservatives railed at the notion of expanding the scope of government, and deficit hawks balked at adding a new $400 billion entitlement. So learning that the cost of what they enacted was much higher than they thought was, well, a bitter pill. Republican Jeff Sessions of Alabama.
Well, I'm not happy about it. To me, we had zero funding for prescription drugs for seniors under Medicare. We agreed to put in $400 billion on top of that, and we have every right to make sure that it's contained.
The bill was almost sunk in the House. It was only after an extraordinary late-night vote in 2003, which Republican leaders extended for some 3 hours as they twisted arms, that the measure was narrowly approved. Republican Mike Pence of Indiana changed his vote, backing the measure at the last minute at the urging of the White House. Today he says he's not happy with the higher estimates, but isn't casting blame.
I don't feel misled at all because at the time, those of us in the process of discussing these things knew that those projections would probably be off. We were working with some of the same information that both the White House and the House leadership were, and I'm convinced that they put the same stock in it that we did, which was tentative at best.
Republican Whip Roy Blunt of Missouri concedes some of his GOP colleagues are unhappy with the new estimates, but he says he can't figure out why the costs vary so widely between what Congress's budget office says and what the White House estimates.
To change Medicare is a hard thing to do, and there's always going to be grumbling when you do hard things. There's also always grumbling when you have different groups of estimators who work for the government who come up with dramatically different visions of the future.
What the future holds now is also open to interpretation. Senate Budget Committee Chairman Judd Gregg says he will attempt to hold the program's costs to the original $400 billion level. Backers of a bill to allow the reimportation of prescription drugs from Canada say the new higher numbers will give their legislation momentum. And Democrats opposed to President Bush's plan to overhaul Social Security say if the estimates for Medicare costs were off by so much, how can anyone now trust White House claims that Social Security faces an imminent crisis? Brian Naylor, NPR News, the Capitol.